Hi, my name is Jim. I'm a local musician in a band called Tequila Rose Chilled. I've had for a while, and you're going to learn about my musical life right after this.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, my name is Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover Montcalm podcast. You hear me say that every week, but it's true. We are promoting Montcalm County and the surrounding area, and today we're going to get into a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is music. I met the guest that you're going to hear from, Jim. I heard his band play, and I was checking out the local music scene, and I went, you know what? I should probably have some musicians on here because Montcalm County has some really cool talent around here. So, Jim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Let's kind of get right into it. Music. How old were you when you went, I think I want to start playing music?
I remember when I was about 5 years old, there was a song I kept hearing on the radio, and I thought, someday I'm going to be that musician. And that song was actually Smoke on the Water.
You know, and I laugh about that because we grew up when it came out.
Right.
We heard it the first time. But it is a song that anybody learning guitar, it's one of the first ones. And it was probably one of the songs that I also picked up on drums when I was learning it. That and Wipeout.
Because
That back then that was those were the songs. So you're 5 years old, you hear this song and go, when did you get your first guitar?
Oh, I had guitars from probably 3 years old. I mean, just plastic things that I beat on, you know. And I'd play the records and beat on them. I didn't know any chords or anything for years. Had a lot of family that played professionally out, and so I didn't want to be left behind the bandwagon, so to speak. But I started taking lessons when I was, I think, about 11 or 12 from a man named Ted Hagen in the Six Lakes area.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Your story is very similar to mine. My uncle was in a band, and I remember going to their house, and Jim Sharon was the drummer. And I used to sit there and just watch the whole band, and I'm like in awe, like, this is really cool. But my eyes focused right on the drummer.
Uh-huh.
You know, my uncle's the guitar player, but I was, and then Jim would put me on his lap when I was, four, 5 years old, and, kind of let me beat along, ducking my sticks as I'm aiming for his head type of thing. So you take lessons when you're 12. When did you decide that, I'm doing this, but I think I want to get with other musicians and start a band? About how old were you when you did that?
Probably around 14, 15 years old. There was a couple of kids from school that were actually playing a little bit, not in bands, but were playing. And we started a little band after school at night.
I was 16. So, yeah. I mean,
oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Our paths, I started off doing weddings.
Yeah, yeah.
That was what we did.
Yeah, that was our first gig, was a wedding reception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool, and I think if I bring in a number of other musicians, our stories are going to be similar.
Uh-huh.
Especially in this area, so you're 14, 16, playing music. When did you, figure out that you want this to be more than just a job here and there?
I think right off from the bat, I always dreamed of it. Like I said, my uncles and aunts and cousins were all in bands, and whenever I could get a chance, to go to a local beer tent where I could actually get in on a Sunday afternoon, and watch them, it was just like, man, they were just like,
they were the
really something for me, you know. And my eyes were on my cousin, Steve Shine. They called him Herbie. He was a wicked guitar player back in the day.
So we get it's nice when you can be inspired by family.
Yes.
You know, I think that that holds true to me as well. So you've been playing and probably holding down a full-time job at the same time.
Yeah. Probably at the start. When I got a little older, you know, working on the farm when I was 16, 17, mm-hmm. you know, and that. My grandmother pushed me a lot when I was younger to play, and she'd come up and sing. She was a singer, and so, yeah, she kind of pushed me along. But, yeah, I worked on the side and played, and so. Okay.
So has this been, you know I had to have a full-time job to do it, and then I'd work, and then I'd come in tired the next day. And
right.
So has music been like a 50-50 to you, a 60-40? I mean, not now, but what did it used to be when you were growing up?
It was probably a 50-50 for a while. Then it got to be about a 70-30. I played a lot, made, you know, good money playing out on the weekend. We'd play sometimes three nights a week. We had places we were house band in. We'd play 2 weeks there, a week somebody or somewhere else.
Yeah.
2 weeks at another bar we were house band in, you know. So it was just all the time. And then I, you know, I was a sexton over a cemetery, so I could work on that when I wasn't playing on my own time, you know.
Sure, sure.
So that worked well and things, so.
You yeah. find a job that supports your habit.
Right,
your
right.
Your hobby.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So now, you know, we're in 2025. You mentioned that now you're semi-retired.
Mm.
And... You know, I think I saw you at Frosty's Amble Bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to see bars that are still having live music. You play all over, though. You're not just in Montcalm County.
Oh, I've played on, I mean, from Lansing to Manistique, Harbor Bar. We played up there two or three summers in a row every other weekend, you know. Like I said, I was a sexton over a cemetery, so I'd come home and mow like crazy, and I had a flea market I mowed and took care of. Mm-hmm. I'd head right back up. I was lucky. I had family that lived 5 miles out of Manistique, so I left my motor home there, you know.
Okay.
And, oh, it was a blast. It was a blast.
Tell me about the music scene today. And, you know, it's Discover Montcalm. So kind of talk about Montcalm County. What are some of the places around Montcalm County that you play? And tell me a little bit about the locations.
Yeah, we played quite a little bit in the Uptown Bar in Crystal.
Okay.
And nice people there. We played in Frosty's.
Yep.
Morrowview is starting to have bands, or has had bands for a couple years now, and they're doing real well in there with live entertainment.
Now, I didn't know about them until I started researching music around Montcalm County. You know, I know Greenville has a couple places that they'll do it. And during the summertime, there's always the you know, music in the parks.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then do you also do some festivals?
Oh, yeah, I just did the beer tent for Edmore Potato Festival.
Okay.
And I think I've done that for about 4 years in a row maybe now. Okay. Yeah.
Now, you're kind of the leader of Tequila Rose.
Right, yeah.
So the musicians that you have pretty much been full-time, or do they kind of vary, or do you have like a rotation? How do you do it?
Well, I kind of started it as my cousin kind of turned me on to playing it as a business, you know. I own the PA and the lights and everything, and then I hire the people, and it works out well that way. I have had Mark Holton, my bass player, has been with me for probably 19 or 20 years.
Yeah.
Drummer I have now, he retired, he wanted to play, and we got together and worked it out, and I think he's been with me about 3-4 years, Troy Mortison from Vesterberg area, so he'd be another Montcalm County, you know.
So, you know, it's people around the area, and, you know, I guess the older I get, the more I want to play more.
Yeah.
Because I know there's going to be a time where maybe these arms don't work like
they right, used to, right.
You know, or maybe the brain doesn't work yeah. like it used to. Hopefully that's a long ways off. But, you know, I like to joke around with music and drumming that, you know, where else can I do something that I can beat things with sticks and not get arrested?
Right, right.
You know, and, you know, go out and be a little show-offy once in a while.
Right.
You know, but then get in the pocket and just enjoy the music that the people around me are putting into it.
Right.
And that's a lot of fun. So we had talked a little bit before coming on, and it's interesting to me that what bars are paying today are similar to what we were getting paid in the yep. 70s and 80s and 90s yep. when I was playing. You know, but back then, you know, it was smoke. It was grease. You come home stinking, you know, especially for being a person like myself that doesn't smoke, you know. And, you know, I would change shirts every set, because I sweated like a pig, and I would work out. I mean, it was a great thing. But then, you know, once I got married, I had to have all my clothes outside the house.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you didn't want to bring it in. But I think the music scene is still important. What you're seeing around for local music, is it still real strong? I mean, obviously you're working. You know, so that's a good thing. What are some things that you've seen change from like the 70s and 80s, probably when we were, you know, green and growing to today?
Well, I think the one that really popped in my head when you talked about the smoke, you know, they ended that, so they don't smoke in the bars anymore, which was a big plus because I was never a smoker. And you could come home and you knew which bar you played in by the smell of it. I mean, Cody Jinks wrote a song, "The Smell of a Bar Stool," with an old man on a stool on a Merle Haggard tune. I mean,
right.
Man, that really sets it for a musician, you know. And I was not displeased when they took the smoke out of there. I remember leaving all that equipment in the van all night, you know, and going out, and it would be just horrible, you know. But but yeah, things are slowed down with it. I mean, we got Netflix and YouTube at home now, and just don't seem like it's many people coming like there used to be, you know. Yeah,
but it's nice that there's still people out there that are supporting right, live music.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those things that I hope that it stays.
Right.
You know, because in my mind, and maybe it's because I'm a musician, I like to watch musicians play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing like, you know, in my mind, the music that they put together. And it's okay to make a mistake.
Right.
That's part of life.
Everybody's going to make a glitch. We're human.
We are. I remember watching Chickenfoot, and Michael Anthony made a mistake on one part. And, you know, Sammy Hagar's looking at him like, you know, I noticed it right off, but I don't think most people in the crowd didn't.
Right.
And you don't see those guys at that level make many mistakes.
Right.
They were all smiling, you know, they're like, you know, whatever.
Just laugh it off and go on, you know, don't stop, just keep rolling and yeah.
Yeah. My big thing is don't bring light to it,
right?
You know, because yeah, the musicians in the crowd all knew you did that and they're all smiling because they have done it too.
Right.
You know, and the average person sitting
they
out
don't.
There, they don't have a clue.
No.
They don't have a clue at all. As we wrap this up, is there anything about music in the area, West Michigan, you know, Central Michigan, Northern Michigan, anything that you would like to add to what's going on today, in your opinion, as far as, you know, if we could say, Jim, what's your crystal ball say? Do you have anything that you'd like to leave us with?
I just really am afraid that it's kind of a dying thing. I guess with the kids having all these new technology with these game systems, they can pick a guitar up, and man, that's hard on my fingers, and they can go back to that so easy, you know, and it's sad. Yeah. All your musicians now are what, our age, 60 and plus.
Yep.
I mean, used to be when I played out when I was a younger man, when I seen a guy up there 45, 50 years old, he was an old man, and I was like, wow, I really like seeing that.
Yeah.
Now a 50-year-old man on stage is young, you know? So
yeah, I get that. But it's nice that there are places around that are still supporting that. And, you know, music is something that I think we all get into. One thing I noticed about a change from the 80s to now is that the bands start earlier and they're done earlier.
Yeah, we like that.
You know, I mean, I don't mind that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind doing a 6 to 10 or a 7 to 11.
Exactly.
When it used to be 9:30 to 1:30, you know, and it was pretty typical every week. Because you can go to Facebook and find Tequila Rose Chilled.
Exactly.
Right there. So if anybody's out there listening and want to check out where you're going to be.
Right.
You know, one thing about your page that I noticed, it's also a mixture of family.
Yes.
Know, you're showing the human side.
I believe that's important. Yes.
Yeah. I noticed that you're doing it a little differently than some other people, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So Tequila Rose Chilled is where they can find you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to book you, you can contact Jim on that. So I want to thank you for making the time to come over.
Well, thank you.
You know, I could sit and make this a 3-hour thing
right.
if we just sat here and talked about music all night. But on behalf of my listeners, I'm not going to do that. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you.
My name's Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover.com podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Discover.com podcast, or go to discover.compodcast.com. You can check out all the episodes. We're well over 150 at this point, and we just keep adding them on because there's a lot of stories in Montcalm County. And my goal is to get more and more and more and learn more about the people behind the businesses, behind the nonprofits, behind the communities, the farmers that have been here and their stories. And now I'm entering into music. If you've got a band out there and you'd like to come in and talk about it, let's chat. That's not going to be a hard conversation for me to have, and I will love it. So join us on that. You can also catch us on Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. Go to discover.compodcast.com and pick out the RSS feed and put it in your favorite podcast browser. On that note, remember to support local music and to buy local.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is brought to you by WGLM, 106.3 FM,
Business Growth Engine,
West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, and DW Video.